From Tidbits on June 8th, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for June 8th, 2009, written by Doug McLean. Backjack 5.1.4 from Synetics Business Solutions is the latest version of the online Mac backup service. The update adds a new dual sync capability that enables a second Mac to synchronize files being backed up by your primary machine, allowing for secure restores to a second Mac. Also, several under-the-hood enhancements have been made to improve the service's speed and performance, especially when working on a congested network. Finally, in celebration of the company's 11th anniversary, new subscriptions are available at 50% off. Airport Utility 5.4.2 for Mac from Apple is a maintenance update that addresses a number of minor issues. Bugs that have been fixed include one that caused Airport Utility to be unable to read certain wireless device configurations, one that prevented wireless devices from being discovered when Back to My Mac was enabled, one that caused the utility to be unable to download firmware, and one that prevented the importing of access control lists created in the Airport Admin Utility. Also, the update adds the capability to display all wireless passwords in the Equivalent Network Password dialog. Sandvox 1.6.2 from Corellia Software is a stability update to the template-based website creation tool. The update fixes a handful of bugs related to page editing, including an issue wherein text would be lost upon moving an existing page. Other fixes address publishing issues, such as content being unnecessarily republished given certain conditions. Finally, the update enables proper detection of anamorphic QuickTime movies when running QuickTime 7.2 on Mac OS 10.5. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.